Restaurants in the Czech Republic, which have been shut for a month, will be allowed to reopen in June. However, many are already struggling. And in recent days, one well-known Prague eatery said it had closed for good. How the city's dining scene is likely to look after the coronavirus crisis is one of the things I discussed with Jan Valenta of the food tour company Taste of Prague.
I think the first 2 weeks, many restaurants just closed down. They saw it as a long vacation because I get it, it's difficult to plan ahead if you don't have any particular timeline and you're shooting at a moving target, really. But I think that 2-3 weeks into the quarantine, they have realized that this is not a long vacation. This is an existential threat, and they just have to adjust to the reality of it. So they have, I would just say, just about a week or 2 weeks ago, we saw a rise of restaurants listed on these delivery services and stuff like that. So, I think that it's been only changing recently.
Well, one well-known restaurant, Cooking, which is part of the Ambienta group, it has already announced that it's closing down for good. Do you expect we'll see a lot of this kind of thing?
Yesterday, the government has announced that restaurants would not open fully until mid-June, roughly. And I think we may see a few insolvencies in the meantime, yes. The problem is that many restaurants in Prague are fairly conservative, and I think they have yet to come to grips with the fact that they have to change the concept completely to actually adjust to the new reality.
It could be said that many restaurants in the city are quite average, and they seem to exist because of tourists who perhaps are unaware that there are better places to go. Do you have any sense that Prague restaurants have had a kind of easy ride up to now?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, I mean, if you look at many restaurants, they've come to rely on tourism. And I think that, while restaurants may reopen in June, who knows when the borders will actually reopen and when the actual tourists will come back. So, yes, I think that many restaurants will have to, readjust the focus on the local audience. And I'm afraid the local audience may not be as forgiving as many tourists that have, that visited Prague.
Well, as you say, Prague is without tourists and likely to be so for a very long time. What kind of, this is hard to say, of course, we're looking into the future, but what kind of dining landscape can we expect in Prague when this is all over, do you think?
I think that delivery will become a bigger part of the dining, landscape, as you say, than it was before. And I think that we will see more, smart casual restaurants, because the fine dining, let's be honest here, the fine dining in Prague did rely on tourism quite a bit, the Michelin stars and other fine dining restaurants. So I think we will see a refocus of these restaurants more into the local audience, meaning, how would I put it, a bit more budget conscious foods and more casual dining rather than fine dining.
I've also got a practical question, Jan. How do you expect that operators of restaurants will get around the compulsory face mask requirement?
I have no idea. The only thing I can think of is maybe some physical barriers between the tables. I mean, you can't eat with a face mask on. That is just a simple fact. So we'll see how they go around it.
And my final question, Jan, what does this whole terrible time, what does it mean for your business, Taste of Prague?
We have come from a full calendar in spring to absolutely nothing. So right now we can't operate the way we used to. When I say that many restaurants are focused on tourism, maybe rely tourism too much, I mean, this, the same thing holds true for us. We have relied on tourism. We have to refocus on the local audience. They have to, come up with something to offer to maybe the audience that we may have been speaking to all this time, but locals. And I must say that the whole tourism industry in Prague has to, I think, rethink the strategy. What I found very interesting was that while restaurants were gaining, sympathy from the local audience, in terms of like, oh, we have to support local restaurants, local, suppliers and whatnot, tourism has not received any of such sympathy at all. It shows how distant the whole tourism industry was from the locals and maybe how bad the reputation of tourism in Prague in general was before the lockdown.